We can either do it. We can do one of two ways. We can do eight. It's supposed to be around 6 to 8 tables.
Okay.
We can pick 8 topics that they can choose from.
Yeah.
Or I say we just take 4 topics.
And have two different.
Right. Two different viewpoints.
Yeah.
What do you think? 4?
Yeah.
So we have social justice.
Yeah.
Leadership development.
Yeah.
Community service.
Yeah.
What would be the 4th?
Like social. So like fun.
So what do you call it?
What do we call that? That's just social programming.
Social. It's just social.
Yeah. So yeah. So that's the thing, right? Is that we have to, you know, student leaders, we always say that. They don't know how to talk to non-student leaders, right? They can talk to those who are already part of the clan. So we have to also make sure that in the conversation, either A, or not either A, but A, we're teaching the students how to have the conversations with the people who are not part of the movement.
Okay.
Right? So in our language, that has to be a part of it. Like, listen, as you're doing this, this also has to be a part of the dialogue. So A, teaching them, and then also asking them, do they know how to relate to their students? You know what I'm saying? Because what will be in that room will be just the student leaders. So, you know, they don't know how to say, they don't get turned down by each other. The RA doesn't get turned down by the orientation leader.
Right.
So as we're telling them to be, you know, change agents and leaders and impactors, we have to make sure that they know what that even means, which you're going to teach them, but also how do we get them? You know what I'm saying? Right. How do I get 5 people in the room?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I can't impact anybody if I can't get, you know, the kid that's hanging out in the calf or the gym to even look at me.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I think that's one of the key things, I think, is recognizing, I think you have it there, right?
Which one?
Strength right there, to diversify their voices.
Diversify the voices.
Right. And then their strength areas. You know what I'm saying? So like, if you're not and that's where the MC, I guess that's where you, when you define who they are.
That's going to be with you.
Right. They recognize what their strengths are.
Yeah, so this right here, when it says type of individual, strength areas, diversify their voices, that's going to be you.
Right.
Right, and then I'm going to go with these 6 points, and then we're going to go right into programming.
Right.
And then once we do the programming, we talk a little bit about programming,
mm-hmm.
and then we give them the different type of programs.
Got it.
Topics.
So then you
and build a calendar, I guess.
Okay. So then your 6 points are what again?
Speak the language you know.
Uh-huh.
To go far, go together.
Uh-huh.
Use what you have.
Yep.
Deeds, not please.
Right.
Get up early. So innovation.
Yep.
And 6 will be being in agreement is often more important than being right.
All right. Being in agreement is more important. Wait, what?
Being in agreement is often more important than being right.
Right, right, right. Right. It's like in a deal. I was in a conversation with somebody and they were like talking about negotiations and they were like, no deal is better than a bad deal.
Right.
Right? So it's like, don't force the things just to get an answer.
Exactly.
Got it.
Exactly.
And then deeds, not please? What do you mean by that?
So deeds, I'm talking, you know, people always, you know, they get all upset about a issue or a topic and they go in their rooms and they complain, but they're not putting into action.
Yeah.
So the deed is, you know, saying you're going to do something and actually do it.
Got it.
Period. Right? It's not about just begging somebody to, you know, make the change for you. You have to put in the work and the action as well.
Right. It's interesting because we were talking about that Monique situation.
Right.
And we just listened to her interview on The Breakfast Club. And it's like a weird situation, right? Because part of me wants to root for her. And then another part of me, I'm a little confused. And a lot of that because you don't know what
all happened. You don't know behind the scenes, right?
We don't know the details. And I think that's another thing, too, that we have to make sure that we're teaching them is that there's a lot of things that are happening that if you're going to go do social justice movements or if you're going to go be a change agent, you better have your
speak the language you know.
Yeah, right? Don't be out here talking stuff that you have no clue.
Don't use no words that you don't understand.
Man. And that's key, right? Because they're going to go, that's what happens, right? Students come out here all ready to go and then one person shuts them down with like, well, actually 20% of the students said that they love everything that you're talking about.
Absolutely.
And then you're finished right there. So you better be prepared for everything.
So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, and I mean, even with the Monique and all that, it's just, you know, what's next?
That's key, right? What's next? And I hear the fight. I hear your fight. I'm all for students fighting. I'm all for Monique fighting. But like, it's like, also, that's another question too, is how long does the fight go until you make the next step, right? It's like, all right, cool. We're upset. We're angry. We're not happy. This is not happening. All right, now what's next? Because if we stay here and you linger in the space for too long, then it's just bound that another issue is going to happen. Something else is going to get somebody else upset, riled up. And then if you're out here trying to fight for a specific change, they're already going to move by, man. Somebody else is already going to start paying attention to another issue, another problem, or another concern. So, yeah, man.
Absolutely. I think we got it.
Let's cook.